There may be limited options for the township of Alnwick Haldimand on its aging memorial arena. Sierra Planning and Management was contracted by council last fall to conduct an assessment on what to do with the arena and complex grounds, which includes four ball diamonds, an outdoor picnic area, and a cenotaph. Jonathan Hack presented a midpoint progress report Tuesday into the study. He says one thing is for sure.
Just to put it on the table, do you need this arena? Do you need to do anything? Can you let it just sort of, you know, die a natural death through age? The short answer is no. It was the same in 2018. It's the same now. You need the ice surface in that building.
In September, the arena was threatened to be without ice for the 2024-25 season after a report from the Parks and Recreation Department indicated there were a series of leaks which were hard to isolate and identify. Council was told that to fix the leaks, that would cost approximately $50,000, and there was no guarantee of how long the repairs would last. The leaks were fixed and the ice was created in November after Grafton Minor Hockey and others raised enough money to fund the repairs. Sierra Planning undertook public consultations through a public meeting in late February, which saw 30 participants in attendance and approximately 285 online survey responses. Hack says it's clear that the community is looking for more than just ice at the arena.
It's not so much about the ice. I mean, everybody ideally would like a bigger ice surface, and obviously they want the boards and everything to function better. They might want the ice to be in a little better condition. But overall, what the people were looking at was the additional non-ice related uses. In other words, making this a multi-use community center.
Ultimately, council will need to decide the level of capital investment into the current arena. Hack says the township will need to fund the ice regardless on whether a renovation to the existing building takes place or a new build is approved. A final report from Sierra Planning will be discussed at the April 8th council meeting. Reporting for CFWN and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Dan Jones.